Can you just say your name?
Jorge Garcia.
Evangeline Little.
Not what I was expecting.
No. Yeah. Camera changes things. It's been a long summer.
So what did you like to come to Comic-Con 2 years after your first year and now being kind of a popular show?
Mildly.
Well, I didn't come 2 years ago. This is my first time at Comic-Con ever. So just like the experience of it, I'm excited to just kind of come and enjoy it.
Same with me. I've heard a lot about Comic-Con, and a few of the other cast members have been here, so it's I want to hear if the stories match the reality.
So what are you guys looking forward to in Season 3? I mean, you can obviously, the writer said you can tell us everything that's going to happen, but specifically.
Oh, I'm surprised I already didn't, because usually
they said Season 5.
Is that right?
We were hoping they would tell us.
Do you know anything about, even just broad strokes, where your characters are going to be going for Season 3? Anything you have to look forward to?
I don't know anything beyond what you can probably already speculate.
Is there any direction what? That you'd like to see your characters go in Season 3?
What does that mean? what is he saying?
What's that?
Is there any direction that you'd like to see for your characters to go? Like, would you like to see Hurley be more aggressive? Or would you like to see his Jin going to be learning English on the island?
I would love for Jin to learn more English. I think that'd be a great thing for him. It would open up some opportunities to interact with other characters, you know, and he could have some conversations with Hurley outside of dreams.
Yeah, well, we've had very one-sided conversations in the past, I guess. I don't know, it'd be interesting if Hurley stepped up in the new situation now that, you know, three of his friends are now, you know, away, and he's sent to bring back the message, so, you know, we'll see how that, and also I think he's got to come out of the tragedy that ended his, you know, ended last season different somehow as to what direction that takes him. I don't know if he becomes more vengeful or if he becomes more, almost more apathetic and like more inside himself. I don't know, but we'll see.
We're at the end, or near the end of July. Have you guys started filming yet? And if so, how far along are you?
We start up in August. Like, August 7th is what the official first day back is.
When you were working, when Hurley and Libby's romance kind of took off, was that something that happened because of the chemistry between you and the actress and the producers noticed it? Or was it something that you knew was planned ahead?
I think they had a plan and going in that direction. It goes back and forth, I think. I think how we do the scenes gives the writers feedback. It might excite them to, like, go and, like, what parts to amp up and stuff like that. I guess that's how it probably goes.
I think that's true. I think the writers watch our performances pretty closely and see, you know, what kind of chemistry we have with particular people, and they'll probably write to what they like seeing.
Do you have any input with the writers? I mean, can you ever say to them, you know, I don't think Hurley would do that, or how about this, or how about that, or are you pretty much just going with what they give you?
I think you and I are pretty easygoing about that stuff.
Yeah, right? I pretty much go with what they give me. I mean, you can. I mean, we have their phone numbers, but I pretty much, you know, I let them write, and, you know, my job is just do my little, you know. This is a great comfort and freedom in knowing that my part of the show is just this little piece of the wedge, and you don't have to think about the giant hugeness that the show has become or anything like that. I just kind of come and I just do my little, play my piano, sing my little song, and just do my little thing. And you know, let them do the rest.
You guys have been asked your thoughts about the mysteries of the island and stuff a lot, but what do you guys think about the new mysteries that were introduced at the end of Season 2, the four-toed statues, and what's going on with the others?
That's probably the biggest one for me, the four-toed statue.
Cool?
The foot.
I heard that statue was supposed to actually have more toes than five, so it's curious to me that it ended up with four. No, that's true.
Sculpting calls, right?
Yeah, could be.
Do you guys ever visit the fuselage or the fan sites and see what people are saying, or are you kind of trying to stay in your own?
Oh, I'm on fuselage all the time.
Are you? Do you post or do you just lurk?
Oh, I post. You know, I get kind of obsessive compulsive about my my section, and I try and clear on every reply, so I at least have one reply, even if it's just thanks. You know, I try and reply to everything, and it's pretty. It's like there's one guy who posted and he locked it out. He just wanted to send me a message, and like, so I couldn't answer it. So I was always a zero there now.
I'm gonna have to That's him.
Send him a note. No, it's Cliff Ravenscraft who does generally speaking podcast.
I go on the Fuselage a couple times a year, but I try to answer all the questions that are new. But I tend to get asked the same questions over and over again, and I'm trying to figure out a nice way of saying, like, refer to my previous post, you know. But I think it's great that the fans are on a site like that, and that's pretty unique among television shows to have something like that.
Yeah, it's tough because the posts get bigger and bigger and bigger, and becomes more and more for them to have to sift through to try and find the answers. It gets trickier.
You guys wish that you had more scenes with certain members of the cast, like your characters don't quite interact as much as others, and are you kind of waiting for those scenes to start coming up?
I think one of the great things about having a cast that's so large and so talented is that there are a lot of people that you want to play with, and there are a few people I haven't had scenes with yet that I would love to.
It's fun. It gets exciting when you get like a new partner, like a new scene partner or something. Where it's like, oh, you know, it's like when Hurley and Jin stuff suddenly started picking up at one period during like season one. It was funny because around the same time we started hanging out outside of work a little bit and just kind of showing them a little. We were like going to different places in the neighborhood, and all of a sudden we started getting these scenes together and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you guys.